In the meantime, my chum decided that maybe we could go into Merchant Marine. So we went down to the Manning Tuple, which is now where the Salvation Army is on Dunsmuir, and went down there, interviewed by the old bosun who was in charge of this thing. This is another thing that I didn't like. he asked us what we could do, and he said, "Well, we don't know any. We didn't have any experience." He said, "Well, the only thing that would be available would be a Peggy, which was a mess boy to the crew." And the old boy, he must have been about 45, you know, the old boy. He looked us straight in the eye and he said, "You two are too high class for that." So he wouldn't sign us on.
Oh.
So anyway, we were just still waiting for the call and whatnot. And then, but Bill decided, "Well, we'll just keep on. He'll be able to go down and if he wants a while, and see what's going on." And he did this for about 4 weeks, and he said, "Well, come down again with me." So I went down, and this time the old bosun said, "Well, there is something open." And he says, "I'm sure you will like it. I know you will like it." And he said, "But the thing is, what can we do?" So he said, "Have you had any firing experience?" Which means firing boilers.
Okay.
And believe it or not, we did.
Hmm.
We used to, in this same mill that Dad was working at, we worked in there on weekends at, from school. And we went from the loading platform and ended up in the, as firemen in there.
Okay.
And so we were going to, every weekend we spent three shifts over a two-day weekend in this firing experience. And so we said, "Well, that sounds good." Of course, it was a pretty raw deal that we were working. There was just the hog fuel feeding in through the Dutch oven and into the firebox for the boilers.
So mostly shoveling.
And it was, there were some pretty miserable jobs we had to do, but otherwise it wasn't bad. We didn't mind it. But,
and where were you living at that time? Were you still at home?
Yeah, we still I was still at home. Yeah, we still at home. Except when I was way young, Marine, military, and so he said, "Well, go get a letter from your chief engineer, the size of the boilers and all this, and we'll see." So we did. We were back next week. He said, "Oh, that's perfect. It worked fine." So he said, "I'll sign you on. But I can't tell you where we're going." And he said, "But it'll be about, this was the beginning of January, it'll be about the end of January when you go." So actually we signed on, we went, and we went up. It was a fantastic voyage. You see, he was right. I call it a cruise at the expense of His Majesty.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, we had to go through, we were alone all the time, and we had to take TVs of action constantly.
Oh.
And anyway, to make a long story short, we ended up in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, really?
Because we had a breakdown, and we had to go there for repairs. And then we ended up in Melbourne, and then Ceylon, and then Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually carrying foodstuffs to Calcutta, mm-hmm, for the famine that had been in India in 1943. And they were still taking foodstuffs, mm-hmm, there. And then we went to Bombay, and Durban, South Africa.
Oh.
Then around the Hope, Good Hope, and then up. Then we stopped off at the Highland, where Napoleon was exiled to.
Gibraltar?
No,
Mediterranean.
It's in the South Pacific. Anyway, it might come to me later, doesn't matter. And then to Jamaica, and then Baltimore, and then home.
That was quite a round-the-world trip.
Oh, it was a round-the-world trip, and had a fantastic time. So, and then the war was over by the time that is, and so we just went back to work in the shingle. And then Scythe and I got engaged. Well, actually, we were engaged before I went to sea.
And you'd earlier met Scythe?
Oh, yeah. Well, I met Scythe, actually, in the first winter. See, we were in the same grade, but not in the same classroom. Mm. So you didn't really mix too much with the other grades or the other classes of that grade. So I didn't really notice her. It was on January of 1942, which was a real cold year. There was snow. And we decided, the three classes, a bunch of us decided to go to sleigh riding down Willingdon Hill on the north side of Kingsway, which we did.
Quite a bit of snow that year.
Yeah, but they were all gravel roads. Mm-hmm. There were no paved roads like that out there then. And then... So after we'd been there for, I don't know, 2-3 hours, and we were going home, a whole bunch of us were walking along over there, and I still didn't know her, but then I remember hearing this girl saying, "Oh, I'm so cold. That's when I first noticed her. and then I didn't notice her too much during the rest of the year, because, like I say, wasn't available. Yeah. And then when we got into grade 12, and we passed grade 12, we were in the same classroom then, the same class, Miss Franciski. And then that's when I got to know her, and that's when we started going together.